At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When Michael Jackson died,
and
I said in the room, I was in a room full of people, one Jamaican person, I said, wow, this is devastating. This is the largest and biggest entertainer that I ever witnessed in my lifetime.
Right.
Shout out to my man D-Rock, sound man, DJ. Rapper, he said, cool now, Corey. What are you saying, man? I was like, look, Michael Jackson is the largest and biggest super entertainer that I ever witnessed in my lifetime. He was like, Corey, cool now, Corey. He said, Bob Marley. Corey, nobody.
I got it.
It's bigger than Bob Marley, man.
God bless him.
And I said, no disrespect to Mr. Bob Marley. Shout out to Bob Marley. But it's people that's 5 years old.
I know.
That knows who Michael Jackson is.
They know Michael Jackson.
It's people that's 82.
Who know Michael Jackson.
That knows who Michael Jackson is. They may not know who Bob Marley is.
Most people.
That's true.
No disrespect to Bob Marley, man.
Most people.
He was like, cool now, Corey. Nobody is bigger than Bob Marley, man.
Right.
And I'm like, no disrespect to Bob Marley. Because he had a beautiful recipe to, let's get together and feel all right. And that can solve racism and everything.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But most potheads know Bob Marley.
Shout out to Bob Marley and everything.
Shout out to Bob Marley. Yes.
He
preached on the peace.
Yeah, man. What do you gotta say? But, you know, nobody, Corey, is bigger than Bob Marley, man. But what I'm saying is Michael Jackson is the biggest pop star we'll ever see in my lifetime. Disrespect to Chris Brown or Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber,
man,
or
I hate when they do that comparison to Michael Jackson and Chris Brown, because I feel like there's no comparison.
There's no comparison because Chris Brown, I mean, it was what, 14, 15? Michael Jackson been working since he was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And he's dead now.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. And his 5-year-olds.
Yep.
That knows who Michael Jackson is.
Yep, continuously.
There's 80 years old.
Do they know to stay away from
him?
Yeah, do they know to stay away from him?
No,
yeah.
Don't go to Neverland.
Yeah. Off to Neverland. Off to not go to Neverland. Yeah.
If you ask me, that's propaganda.
Hey, I'm bullshit. I love Michael Jackson.
I mean, I like Michael Jackson too. I mean, and you know what? I was actually against the documentary too, because the only reason why I said I was against it is because you guys wait till this man die to put it out. To put it out, and he's not here to defend himself.
Nah, man. Yeah. He made Thriller, yo.
Fuck Thriller.
Fuck Thriller. The highest selling album of all time. You gonna say Fuck Thriller?
Not the album, but the look. The let me just say this.
Let me just say this.
Thriller. I was born in 75. Thriller was made in 85. That mean I was 10 or maybe 9 years old. Yeah. That shit came out.
Right.
Don't to don't.
I was younger.
Don't to don't.
I was younger.
Dude was waving. His arm fell off. Fuck that. Michael Jackson, what the hell was you doing, man? You were scaring the shit out of me.
When I first saw Thriller, since I was born in 93. And since I didn't see Thriller until I was like...
I graduated in 96.
I was supposed to graduate in 93. He said he was born here. Way to go to make me feel old.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I'm 31, so I'm not too far behind you, man. You know,
damn.
You know, when you hit them 30s, man, that's it. You know, that's when everything starts hurting. But, you know, when I'm...
Went
to 40, oh, man.
He said he was born in 93. I got a Carhartt jacket that's older than him. 100%. Go ahead.
100%. But what I was saying, though, was just that, you know, when Thriller came out, you know, and I guess it's because, you know, when I first saw Thriller, I think I was in like middle school maybe, which was like 05. You know, back then I'm thinking them special effects was kind of, you know, cheesy.
Right.
Yeah. I found it entertaining when I saw it. That's how I felt when I saw Thriller.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's do an intro.
What, can we wait?
Sure. Go ahead.
I need to run to my car.
You run to your car?
Just real quick.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Pause, everybody.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram, on all platforms.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both.
What?
On the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
As you can see.
What?
We have.
Yeah.
Actor. Stand-up comedian.
Yep.
Published author. Radio host.
Yes.
Model.
Look, he's rocking the shirt now.
And movie critic.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Ryan Polk is here with us. Hey, you know what? Give it up for Ryan Polk, man. I'm so happy he's here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Polk.
Hey, man, glad to be here.
Hey, where can they follow you, man?
Where can they find you, Ryan?
Where can you guys follow me at? So, man, the rap sheet. Okay.
Yeah, throw it
out there. So, the rap sheet. So, on YouTube and Facebook, you can find me at Ryan Polk, P-O-L-K. And, yeah, make sure you subscribe to my channel, too. That's where I do the movie reviews.
Yep.
And on TikTok, you can follow me at Entertainer Taurus, like the bull. And on Instagram.
Shit, like the bull. When's your birthday?
April 27th.
Mine's the 25th.
There we go.
Yeah.
No wonder we get along. Okay?
I'm so sorry he's not a Leo.
What you think? The bull, like the bull.
Bull games. Leo's rules
the world. But go ahead.
And also on Instagram, you can follow me at R Polk the Taurus. Yep.
Nice. See, nice. Threw it out there like that.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's
Ryan Polk is in the building.
Yeah,
y'all.
Man.
Woo. Man, I'm glad to be here, man. I'm on here with the famous Key and Peele right here. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
This is a long time waiting.
As soon as he walked in, he says that shit. I'm like, hey,
Key and Peele. Yeah. Hey.
Yes, man. Cleveland's own Key and Peele. Yes.
Hey, that's an honor. That's an honor. You know, man, those guys rock.
That feels weird saying that shit. Cleveland's own.
Well, God. I mean, I am Cleveland's own, born and raised.
Everybody, I apologize, but it's, you know.
He's from like Erie.
He's from Erie.
Erie, PA. Represent
Erie,
all
PA.
Day.
And represent all day. And he's a Squealers fan.
Yeah, I'm a Steelers fan. And so it's hard.
It's hard. Plus,
the Cleveland love. It's hard.
They don't wash their windows of their businesses.
Hard. I apologize.
And it's hard. He apologizes.
Sorry. I'm working it out. I really am.
It's a small town. They don't wash their windows.
They wash the windows.
They do not.
Look. Well, me, I'm a Colts fan, so you know I just love to sit back and watch the Steeler Browns rivalry be going back and forth. I mean, and this is what I tell people.
How'd you become a Colts fan?
Well, because
born and raised here.
No, I was born and raised here.
Have you been on Shaylin?
But no, I've been on Shaylin. But here's the thing, though. You know, growing up, I always enjoyed watching Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne versus Charlie Fry and Braylon Edwards and Dante Stallworth and Trent Dilfer. I enjoyed them guys more.
Wait a minute. So you never been on Shaylin?
Huh?
You never been on Shaylin?
Oh no.
Okay.
With Shaylin.
Well,
street.
Yeah, that's the street. When I was in Indianapolis,
oh okay,
I called it Shadyland.
Shadyland.
But I was quickly corrected by the locals. It's Shaylin in Indianapolis. I spent a month in Indianapolis during a truck driving training with Snyder.
I mean, but here's the thing though. Here's the thing though. When it comes to the sports team, though, I mean, you know, just to clarify. You know what I mean? Even though when it comes to football and basketball, I'm a Colts fan and a Bulls fan. You know, I still root for the Cleveland teams. You know, I like the Browns.
He's all over
and I like the Browns and the Cavs. You know, I root for them. Like, if I go to a regular game, like, say if it's the Cavs versus Dallas, you know, I'm rooting for Cleveland. Oh, come on. I still root for my city. I'm just the enemy when the Colts and the Bulls come into town. You know, that's all.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh man!
Wow!
So you're telling me that that Trent Dilfer was way more exciting to watch than Peyton Manning? Come on now!
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh man!
I root against the Browns every given time. I'm rooting.
Listen here.
When the Browns play the Steelers, I'm rooting for the Browns.
Listen. The song says, "We built this city, ba-bam, ba-bam. We built this city on rock and roll."
Oh yeah, Starship.
That wasn't about no city other than Cleveland. It wasn't about Indianapolis. It wasn't about Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I think it was about Erie.
It was.
I don't think it was.
I think
it was about Erie.
Sorry, a little bit.
It was a little show in TV history called The Drew Carey Show.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes.
And the theme song was like, "Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks." It didn't say nothing about Erie rocks, Erie rocks.
I heard that song. That rocks. Was a remix.
It didn't say
that was a remix.
It didn't say nothing about Indianapolis rocks. Indianapolis Rock. No, it was Cleveland Rocks.
Hey,
Cleveland
I'm only Rocks. Indianapolis fan when it comes to football season. You gotta cut me a
Cleveland
break.
Rocks.
Oh man.
So
I should have got my Cleveland tattoo, man. To show.
Just I get it. I get it. I get it.
No, don't do it.
Ryan Pope.
Don't do it.
But you know what?
Nope.
Not listening to him. And this is completely off the subject, but he has a fantastic shirt on. And it's my favorite color is blue. I never met a blue I didn't like.
Right.
But that is a dope shirt.
Yes, I love it. I love how it looks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No Diddy, but
no Diddy, but
And he is a model, so, you know, he's modeling the shit out of that.
Did I mention model in your introduction?
Yes, you did mention model in my introduction.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, this dude, I mean, it's nothing that this dude can't do. It's nothing that he hasn't done.
But
I can't draw. That's something I can't do.
I can't draw either.
Yeah,
man.
I can't. I can only draw stick figures.
I'm
that's about
so
it.
So upset. That I can
draw a little.
Draw what I want in like, my dude, head.
I would have the dopest anime series right now if I could draw.
I could draw a little.
Man.
I tell him all the time. I had a buddy who passed away in 2004.
What's his name?
Rob Warren.
Shout out to Rob.
R.I.P. Rob. DeRizza. R.I.P. But this dude created his own characters. Like, he would have his own comic book.
Yeah,
and he was that good. It was out of pen. He would just sketch. The tattoo you see on my arm,
ooh.
I mean, it was drawn out by my buddy Chantel.
Real quick, I don't know who has the worst tattoos, Justin or Charlemagne.
Justin. Well, his Joker tattoo was dope. I mean, I
like
that.
It's dope. It could be better.
It's dope, but between Charlemagne and Justin, I don't know who has the worst.
Oh, man.
All my tattoos are legit as suck. I don't know what you're talking
about. Go ahead and show your Joker.
Well, the Joker's suspect.
Go ahead and show it.
This is the story.
Go ahead and show it.
The Joker tattoo. Yeah.
Show it. Go ahead.
Oh, and they want me to flex.
Oh. There we go. The Joker tattoo. So okay.
It looks like Joker had Beetlejuice. Like, Beetlejuice. Like the little
head.
Yeah, and got it shrunk. But, so the original drawing,
No pun to Rob.
No, 100%. I got you. No, the original drawing was super fucking dope. It was on this big ass cardboard. It was dope as suck. But when I took it to the artist, he shrunk it down. And you couldn't see none of the detail because of because it was all drawn in and it was, you know, colored and awesome. Yeah. And so it was like basically just an outline of this Joker. And so Rob, my buddy Rob, had to freehand all the detail in there. So what? I got the tattoo that he freehanded all basically of the outline, and he freehanded everything else in there so I could get the tattoo done. And then, ironically, dude, he gets killed when he's 26 years old.
Oh, shit.
Rest in peace.
Number. So the tattoo that he freehand and the number behind it when he passed away is on my arm.
So crazy. Shout out to Rob.
But he can draw his ass off.
He can draw his ass off. But guess what? Today,
this logo would probably be dopest.
Guess what? Yeah.
Super dope.
Yeah.
Guess what? We got freaking Ryan Polk.
Yeah.
In the house.
Hey, that's what I wanted to get to. I met you at the Funny Side. We met you at the Funny Side.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
That's the first time we met you. What was it, 2009?
2020?
No, 2021.
Yeah, it had to be 21. It was during COVID.
It
started in December of 2020, and so it had to have been 2021.
Yeah, it had. Okay, so it had to be that time then. Yeah. Yes, cause I do remember meeting you guys during COVID when that had happened.
So when did you start?
So overall, I'll say I've been doing comedy since 2018. However, when I first started doing comedy, you know, I started out doing skits on my YouTube in 2018. Then in 2019, I had did stand up.
Okay.
So I've been doing stand up since 2019.
So what made you like to get on stage?
What made me get on stage was,
hold on, real quick. How old are you?
31.
He's 31 and he's got gray hair in his beard.
Exactly. I'm old. Yes, that's right. I've been worrying.
I'm 49. I just turned 49. And I rock my gray. Thank you, sir. But you know what? People are getting grayer younger. But go ahead.
Yes,
continue.
They are. That is true. Yeah.
They stress a lot more.
Yeah, we've been we do stress a lot
like,
more.
I'm like counting like 10 gray hairs right now.
Oh, man. And it's crazy that the gray hair's been here since probably when I was like 19 or 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. So I'm like, what the fuck is the world coming to?
I hear you, Phil Donahue. Shout out to Phil Donahue. Rest in peace.
Phil Donahue. Yes, rest in peace to Phil Donahue. Damn, I was hoping you would have said probably, I don't know, Don King or somebody.
Well, Phil Donahue, the reason why I brought him up is because he grayed at a young age.
Oh, snap. Oh, he did? Oh, wow.
Yeah. When he was popular, ever since I was a kid, Phil Donahue's been gray.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Phil Donahue.
But
go ahead, Jeff.
Ryan. But yeah, so what made me get into stand-up was this. So when I got into stand-up because I was kind of pressured because for some reason people was like, you know, you're not really fully a comedian until you get up on stage. You're not fully a comedian until you get up on stage. And
Roger that, all so, the so internet comments.
So you were just comment. Doing skits and people were trying to say, well, you're not really a comedian.
Well, in a way, yes.
Okay.
I only had one. It was one comic.
Haters.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And I'm like, wait a minute, though. I mean, you got plenty of comedians that you know, that do sketch comedy and don't do stand-up, really. And then when I was naming something, it was like, yeah, okay, yeah, you mean they do sketch comedy, but they've done stand-up before. So then I had said, so now I'm like, well, you know what, man, okay, you know what, growing up, people have always said, yo, Ryan, man, you should be a comedian, or, hey, Ryan, man, you know, you're so funny, man, when you make it big, I'm definitely going to buy your DVD. Okay. So I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to just...
Now they on stream.
Yeah, but we're going to say, yeah, now DVDs ain't anything, now they on stream. And then one day I was just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to try doing stand-up, and actually my comedy mentor, Jerry Jaffe. No, shout out to him.
Shout out to Jerry Jaffe.
Jerry Jaffe. You know, shout out to him.
I hosted for him, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I had he he also talked me into a stand-up. He was like, because when I told him I was interested in being a comedian, well, I was interested in being a comedian slash am one. He was like, oh, for real? Well, you know, I'm a comedian too. And at this time, this is when he was hosting at Toast Place in Mentor.
Okay.
You know, doing, well, he wasn't hosting, but he would put together the showcases at Toast. So then he was like, you know, you should come out to Toast one day and, you know, maybe, you know, try doing some stand-up. So I go to Toast and Milton Wiley.
You know, shout out to Milton Wiley.
Yeah, shout out to Milton, whose show I just did recently. Showcase I did recently. You know, he's doing a lineup, right? And then I said, yo, so this is my first time. You know, it's my first time doing comedy. He was like, it's your first time? Oh, you're about to go first.
Oh,
and
I said, what? Shit.
I'm about to go first? So then he said, damn. Yeah, you're going to go first. So then, and he announced it too. He was like, coming to the stage. You know, he's losing his comedy for JJ today.
What?
This is his first appearance on the stage.
What?
Give it up for Ryan Polk. And then, yeah, that was when I got up there. And, you know, I had did my thing.
How long?
Nice.
How long? Let's see. At that time, I had did, it was 5 minutes I had to do. And
you
that
did,
was,
the, did you do the complete five?
Yes, I did.
Cordell did a minute 30.
You did a minute 30? Oh, snap, you did?
Yeah, we went to the main stage the first time. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He did a minute 30.
Hey, you want to know something, Corey? Don't feel too bad. Don't feel too bad because one time when I had did a show, when I did an open mic on 420 out of Akron at the Barmacy,
mm-hmm.
You know, I go out there and I took some edibles before I had got up on stage.
What?
And I kid you, so I was supposed to do 5 minutes, right? You know, since open mic, I think I only did maybe about 2 minutes on stage because I was fucking up on my set. And then I get off the stage and Little Daddy, you know, shout out to Little Daddy. Little Daddy made me out there. He was like, Ryan, what's going on, man? I said, Little Daddy, I ain't gonna lie, man. You know, man, I was eating some infused stuff, man, at my friend's pop-up shop today because she does infused, you know, food and stuff. He said, I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm kind of high right now. He said, yeah, I can tell, man, your eyes is red as fuck right now. So,
well,
yeah.
You know, we all have our mess ups.
Let me just say this. When Pete, rest in peace, Pete.
Yes, rest in peace. Rest in peace to Pete.
When people came into the Funny Stop and I was there with Pete, he used to say, you see Steve Harvey? He had the pictures on the wall. He got his start right here at the Funny Stop. Who else he will show? He will show John Hinton. You see him?
Mm-hmm.
He started right here at the Funny Stop. And then he will say, you see Cool C? I'm standing there like. He said, Cool C did a minute. He did 1 minute, 30 seconds here. I'm like, Pete, what the F? Are you gonna tell everybody that, man?
Hey, but real quick about Pete though. One thing I learned about Pete was that I learned that if he ever did fuck with you, like gave you a hard time, then that means he liked you.
He liked you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he liked you. So definitely shout out to Pete because Pete would give me a hard time too. Yeah. I remember one time he would be like some, hey yo Pete, man, and he'd be like some, hey Mr. Polk, so you haven't been here in a minute. And then I was like, well, Pete, you know, I've been busy. So he was like, I just want to hear it, Mr. Polk. Here, go on ahead and get in line so you can sign up and get you on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Hey, and real quick, y'all, since we're live, you know, my dude, Lafayette on here, who was in also in the Maxi.
Is that Lafayette?
Last song. Yes, last song, Maxi
shout
Revenge.
Out to you, baby.
Yo. Yeah,
congratulations, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lafayette, I see you've been doing big things, man. Keep rocking, baby.
Yeah, all day.
Yes, that's
all
my dude. Day. My dude, yeah, Big Laf, you know.
Hey, Lafayette. James Dobra, he was a gift from us. From me and Justin. So be easy on him. He's a gift from us. He's the shit. James Dobra.
Shout out to James Dobra.
And you know, so speaking of Lafayette, man, you know, of course, you know, the last song, we want y'all to check that out.
Yeah, but Amazon Prime, baby.
But also, shout it out. Also, you know, a few things when it comes to me and Lafayette, you know, there's three things, though. So, one, you know, go on YouTube and check out the web series that we star in called She's My Reason.
Okay.
But if you go on YouTube and type in She's My Reason, mm-hmm. Checkmate, you'll find episode one.
I'll put a link in the description.
Hey. And also check out the prequel to it, which is called She's My Valentine. It's a mini short. Yeah.
Hey, real quick. As far as Lafayette concerned, look, when I was coming up, I used to get the WWF. That's before WWE magazine. Yeah, I used to get WWF magazine. They had the Road Warriors. Action Smack. Well, Road Warriors. Hawk and Animal. They was like bench pressing like Buicks.
Yeah, he's on World Star, yo.
Hold on. Let me just say this. Hold on. Hawk and Animal. I was watching them. They literally had Buicks up in the air, and I'm like, wow. The only other person other than Hawk and Animal from the World Warriors that was like doing impressive power lifting stuff was Lafayette. Shout out to you, baby.
I gotta give him a shout out because Lafayette, you know, we've been training to get in shape for episode two of She's My Reason. You know, I've been in the gym with him. Nice. You know, he's been helping me out.
Don't play me out. You've been in the gym with who else?
With you too. Yeah.
Okay then.
And you too. Yeah. That's right, Corey. Yes, I've been in the gym with you too. We got a comedy show that is coming up where Lafayette is going to be our special guest comedian.
Man, shout out to Lafayette, man. He's doing big things, man.
It's gonna be this Saturday at White Noise Social Space.
Listen, if you don't know who Lafayette is,
yeah.
Hey Lafayette, put your information on so Ryan can pin it, man. So people need to know who you are.
Shout out to Katrina too. Who's in the last song as well.
She was in your movie too.
She was in the last song, Maxi Revenge.
Shout out.
Yeah. But like with the comedy show. So the comedy show is going to be it's the Laugh Out Loud Part 2 comedy show. Okay. Where I'm gonna be hosting, and we got I Am Chad headlining.
Shout out to I Am Chad.
We're gonna have Lafayette. He's gonna do a little soft opening. He's our special guest. Okay.
Shout out to Lafayette.
We're gonna have Marco Torres.
Shout out to Marco. Ratchet Pete.
And Coffee. You know, shout out to them.
Shout out to Coffee.
And it is the White Noise Social Space is located at 3945 Mayfield Road. That is 3945 Mayfield Road. And tickets right now are currently $15 in advance, and they are $20 at the door. We definitely encourage everybody to come out.
Yeah. Can I borrow $15?
Can I borrow $20? No, can I borrow $30? Can I borrow $30?
Hey,
yes.
You know what? Hey, you know what? That's dope. Any other shows you want to put up?
Yes. So I also have a... I have a fashion show coming up on October the 19th. The location is to be announced, but it is with Embrace Thy Curves.
Shout out to Embrace.
It's their third annual fashion show. The early bird tickets are currently available right now on Eventbrite, or you can hit me up for them.
Okay.
No, last year.
How can they hit you up?
You can hit me up. You can hit me on social media. You can hit me by phone number. I ain't giving out my phone number now.
Yeah, I'll put your Instagram link on the description.
We got that third annual show that is coming up, Lafayette, come on now here. First of all, I sent y'all the link for that Superman movie. What you talking about? All three of us was in Superman. Yeah. Yes. Genesis. We was in a Superman movie, Genesis. I ain't trying to take away Katrina's. But Laf, come on now. You know that was me that sent y'all, you know, that link for the casting call.
I told him I hope he's fighting Superman.
Fighting Superman. I want to be Lex Luthor in there, man, or something. I'm hating
because I wasn't in it.
You ain't because you wasn't in it? Oh.
I'm hating. Lafayette, I'm late hating on you because you're doing more things than me.
I'm not hating because I ain't I'm a simple man trying to make it in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Lafayette, man. He been doing his thing. I've been following him. Yeah. I've been seeing him doing his thing.
Cool as fuck.
cool as fuck.
And you're cool as fuck.
And he's strong.
On the set, you're always cool as shit. So I appreciate
it. Hey, lend me some muscles, Lafayette.
You said lend you some muscles?
Yeah, lend me some muscles, man. I need them.
Oh, and also speaking of Katrina, you know, also check out the web series that we're in called The Connected. It's called, yes, The Connected Hell City. You know, where...
Hey, look.
Me and Katrina both
on.
In that.
Hold on. This dude got, like, 6 movies on Tubi.
No, look.
I got 9 movies on Tubi right now.
9 on Tubi and 6 on Amazon Prime.
No, for real.
Big thing.
Look, for real.
Ryan Polk.
Is taking over for the 99 and 2000s, though. for real. Ryan Polk is that man. So, getting to you, Ryan, like, as far as the stand-up, bro.
Yeah.
Who are some of your influences?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Other than me and Justin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, when it comes to my comedy influence, definitely Bernie Mac, number one.
Shout out to Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac is the... Is the fucking goat to trouble. Me. Yes, Bernie Mac. Yes,
Trouble.
Players Club is one of the best.
Yes, Players Club is definitely my. Players Club is my. I would say either my fourth or fifth favorite movie of all time.
Not only is Diamonds, but Bernie Mac, yo, is the best, and Jamie Foxx.
But if I was to name my top. My top two comedy influences.
Let's do Mount Rushmore.
Okay, let's go. My Mount Rushmore of comedians.
Other than me and Justin, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's a different Mount Rushmore than since. Okay, so for this Mount Rushmore, you know, it's four. Okay, so it's four faces. Okay, so it'll be Bernie Mac, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence.
Uh huh. One more.
And I'll have to say Arnaz J.
I'm with you on that.
Yes, I like that. Arnaz J is so.
That's a unique one.
Arnaz J is so underrated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arnaz J, when he did his relative, his brother, or whatever, his physical comedy, back when he was younger, he was hilarious.
Nice. Yes, he was. Yeah. Arnaz J is definitely underrated. I mean, I feel like he doesn't get the credit that he should.
Shout out to Arnaz J.
Yeah. Right. Shout out to Arnaz J.
And it's crazy because there's a lot of comedians out there you never even heard. A lot of people don't get the credit because you don't realize that there's a lot of people out there doing what we're doing, trying to do what we're doing, because we ain't out there doing it like they're doing right yet. You are doing it more than
Ryan is out here grinding.
I'm trying to grind.
He has his own show on Static Radio. Yeah. How can they find you on Static Radio?
Okay, so I do have my own internet radio show on No Static Radio, it's actually two ways you can listen to it. You can go on Mixlr.com.
Mixlr.com.
But the way you spell it is MIXLR.com.
Okay.
And then you'll type in No Static Radio in the search bar.
Okay.
Or you can download the TuneIn app, or you can go to TuneIn.com.
Okay, TuneIn.
And then type in No Static Radio in the search bar.
You can search in the Midnight Podcast because we were on there too.
So make sure you tune in and watch that episode because it was a great one.
Not because we were on it, but because we were on it.
And then also always tune in to my radio show, which is the Rap Radio Show, which is every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I won't be there tomorrow, but it's on those platforms.
It's on those platforms.
Yeah,
okay.
I am going to have a replay show tomorrow for it.
Okay.
And
talk about
you have a published book out here.
Yes. Oh yes.
Where can they get your book, and what is your book about?
So real quick. So y'all know that when it came to the Cleveland Scene magazine, you know, I came in first place.
Shout out to Cleveland Scene.
Shout out to Cleveland Scene for coming first place in the Cleveland Scene.
So I came in first place for best published author, for best local author. I came in first place for that. My radio show, the Rap Radio Show, came in third place for best radio show.
Nice.
And then I came in third place for best local male comedian and best actor.
Get it.
For that.
Nice.
But my book is an ebook, and you can find it on BookBaby, Booktopia, Amazon, and on Barnes & Noble.
Shout out to that.
The name of the book is called 8 Months of DCP, Disney College Program, okay. where it's kind of like a tell-all book of just my experience of doing a Disney College Program because, you know, because I'm a big kid at heart.
Right.
And, you know, and I'd be...
He goes to Disney every year.
Yeah, I go to Disney every year.
So let me ask you this. You have any copies right now?
Oh, well, it's always copies. Do I have any copies? It's an e-book, so I don't have no hard copies right now.
No hard copies?
No hard copies.
Well, how come you didn't go try and get some...
Well, so at that time, the reason why I didn't do hard copy was because...
You personally, that well, copy.
The reason I would have bought one right now, and I wanted you to sign it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay.
Think about that, Ryan.
Okay, well, you know, okay, I'm sorry. You know, this was... Okay, I was young and dumb back then. I didn't think about it when it came to publishing it.
I got you.
Okay.
You know, hey, it's out there in the world.
But it's out there, but yes. But, you know, again, you know, it's called 8 months of DCP. Disney College Program, and you can find it on, you know, Book Baby, Booktopia, Barnes and Noble, and Amazon. And the book is only $7.99.
Okay.
But when I get hard copies, I'll definitely do it. Now I was in.
Get you some hard copies.
I was in a magazine that I'll sign for you. I was in Flavor Magazine. I was in the first issue. With no, it wasn't with Queen Latifah.
Flavor Unit? No?
It's called Flavor Magazine. It's actually, they're a new magazine company based out of New York.
Okay.
And I was featured in their first issue.
Yeah.
In their first issue of it.
Hey, I need a Flavor Magazine, right. and I need the book.
Oh, yeah.
And I need you to sign it.
I will definitely autograph the magazine for you.
In gold or silver?
Yeah. Gold or silver? Gold because of the shirt?
I mean, no, just gold or silver, you know.
Oh, okay.
He feels like he's special. That's why.
He feels like he's an Oscar. Yeah.
Listen, everybody that wants an autograph from me.
You legit and gold.
I will personally get a copy of the Flavor Magazine, yes, and get y'all and sign it both for you guys. Thank you. Yes.
Because one day.
On air right now.
One day.
I'm going to hold him to that.
Look, if you see this other side of the Midnight Paco Studios.
We're thinking about setting it up.
Classic bottles of bourbon.
Yep.
And the bottles that our guest likes.
Yeah.
And memorabilia. I don't know if
I want to put something there.
I don't see your Joe Beyer stuff up there.
No.
Not yet.
High Breath.
Yeah, they have the bottles there.
Okay,
they got like a liquor bottle shrine over there against the wall. You know what's fucked up?
Jen, I gotta get some
shot glasses. Shout out to Jen. I got some shot glasses from Jen.
I need a new one.
Everybody we mess with, look.
I gotta get a new shot glass.
We need some Ryan Pope merch.
What I want to do is, hey, I'm going to block that off. And I'm just gonna hang all the shirts, I think, on that side.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound dope?
It sounds dope. Hey, so Ryan, like, what were some of your comedy influences, bro? What made you say, I want to do comedy? Like, who did you hear or who were you listening to and who were your influences on doing comedy?
Well, Eddie Murphy and Bernie Mac, you know, those two were my number two comedy influences.
So, hold on, I remember watching, like, Raw. At a young age, you were fucking born in '93, so
So I wasn't even thought of yet.
So when did you even watch that? Like who introduced you to Eddie Murphy?
So I got introduced to Eddie Murphy
doing like Dr. Doolittle or some shit.
Well, I got introduced. So Life and Nutty Professor introduced me to Eddie Murphy.
Life, yeah.
Now my DVD guy who lived behind the house from us. I did sneak and get a bootleg copy of The Players Club and Eddie Murphy Raw from him. I did go behind my parents' back and ask for a copy of The Players Club and Eddie Murphy Raw.
Okay.
Because, and what's crazy though is that my mom, oh shit, CJ Starr's on the live. Shout out to CJ.
CJ Starr.
Yeah.
You next, baby.
Yeah, you next, girl.
And also, I got to give a special, before I go back into that subject, I definitely got to give a shout out to CJ because CJ put me on to the You See Me comedy series, which is going to be airing on Sean TV pretty soon.
Okay,
nice.
And you know, CJ was the first person to give me my first televised comedy set.
Okay,
definitely big shout out to her.
Real quick, yeah. It's like, you know, it's people you meet in the game,
mm-hmm.
and it's people you click and connect with,
Right.
And CJ Starr,
man,
is definitely someone that you connect with and you feel the love and she's, the mutual.
She's been cool as fuck.
Shout out to CJ Starr. Yeah,
she's always a guy giving me love every time I see her out, man.
She's a beautiful soul.
Shout out to you, girl. You're awesome.
Hey, look, like I said, everybody, when you hear these names on the podcast.
I mean, we've said them plenty of times. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm on a celebrity podcast right now.
CJ Starr, she coming.
Yeah, she coming.
She coming.
Trust me. Pause.
Yeah, no Diddy.
Hey,
you said no Diddy.
I don't know. We don't know.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
She live.
Oh, yeah, she
he said no Diddy.
No Diddy, but
she's always been cool as fuck anytime we've been out. Yeah. And, you know, so
But yes though, so when it comes to my comedy influence, here's my thing with comedy, and because comedy was always something, because like I said earlier, people always told me I should have been a comedian. But the funny thing about it was that I never really wanted to be a stand-up comedian, which is why I started doing sketches.
Okay.
And growing up, because, you know, growing up, I used to watch, and here I am telling my age, I used to watch all that. I used to watch all that. And in Living Color.
I was growing when all that came out.
Well, yeah, because you know, I wasn't. I was watching Living Color reruns.
Young ass motherfucker. God damn it.
The only reason why I'm saying that is because they rebooted all that since then.
My goddamn microphone cut out.
Mother sucker.
Or somebody.
Midnight Paco.
Somebody's microphone.
We're live on Facebook now. TLC. Oh, I'm glad I'm here for TLC.
Put it back on me. Look. My teeth come out. Look.
I thought he had dentures for a second. You're gonna scare me.
I ain't gonna do that shit.
But that was like, so, but yeah, though, because, you know, and growing up, you know, I really used to want to go on all that when I was a kid.
Okay.
And Living Color, since that was, you know, I figured I probably wouldn't have been allowed to go on to Living Color. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I also didn't know when Living Color was canceled either. You know, I didn't know that Living Color was canceled until I got into, like, maybe fifth grade, maybe. That was when I found out it was canceled.
Man.
So.
Homie don't play that.
Another influence. That's another comedy influence of mine, right there. Yes, funniest.
No, Damon's
the fuck.
No,
Damon's the shit.
The funniest Wayne.
One of my favorite movies ever. Yeah.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. You will not eat, sleep, blow your nose, or even dig in your butts without my say so.
Yeah.
That used to be my favorite movie when I was a kid.
Yeah,
shout out to Major Payne.
Yes. And he's the funniest Wayne to me too. He is definitely the funniest Wayne to me.
I related more to Marlon because he's close to my age.
No, yeah. I related more to Damon.
Yes, Damon.
Because Damon's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Damon's the funniest.
But I related more to Damon.
Damon is the funniest. Sean is the least funniest. Yeah. Keenan is funny. Keenan's funny.
Yeah, and then there's Marlon.
No, shout out to the sister.
Oh, Kim. Oh, yeah. Kim's funny, too.
Kim did her shit.
Yeah.
She was funny. When she did this skit with David Allen Greer,
mm-hmm.
when they was the entertainment singers, that was hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. I forget the names. Shout out to Kim. And she did other characters. Shout out to Kim.
Yeah, no,
she did her thing. Did a great Oprah.
The beautiful thing is, it's almost like I related to kind of like the Adam Sandler shit. But
shout out to Adam Sandler.
Obviously, they're a family.
Without Adam Sandler, no, hold on. Without Bill Cosby, you wouldn't have no Adam Sandler.
Yep. Without Bill Cosby, we would have had Adam Sandler. Yes. Freeze the Jell-O pudding.
What I'm trying to say is, like the
shout out to Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
The Wayne family is like a network.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because Adam Sandler had all his peeps in every fucking movie. You know what I'm saying?
So Adam Sandler did. So did Ice Cube.
Uh-huh.
So did look. First of all,
what I'm trying to say is the Cleveland scene is
it can one be.
That can be.
It can be.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It can be.
It's almost like, you know, obviously we're trying to create that. You know what I mean?
It's no secret. We talk about it all the goddamn time.
No, but it ain't no secret, but you know.
I mean, there's people out there doing it. All these local movies, there. Everyone's
yeah,
got it,
yeah, yeah, that's true.
Saying?
They are, yeah.
What I'm saying is that the talent is there.
The talent is definitely there.
It's definitely
But when
there.
Midnight Paco presents, when we do a movie or something like that, yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah,
well, it's gonna have fire people in it. Is what I'm saying. Because
it's gonna be homegrown, Cleveland.
Well, make sure I'm in y'all movie, man. I need to. Y'all got to give me a good part in that movie too. I need to be doing something.
You.
Yeah.
I promise you, you're gonna be there.
Yeah. I'll even. You can set me on fire. You can do whatever. Yeah.
Hey, you can do whatever you want. He opens it up, baby, in a hot way.
Yes.
This boy is on fire. Hey.
Yes, me and this guy right here in the opening scene for the last song, Maxi Revenge. Yeah. Yes, it was a dope scene. And when we shot that scene, you know, I ain't trying to spoil it or nothing.
Yeah, right.
But you know, I mean, when we shot that scene, can we please talk about how cold it was in there?
God, the behind the scenes shit.
Yes.
Dude, not only did we wait hours to film our shit because they had to film the other scene.
What is TLC doing? Oh, he crying because he saw my scene. That's what he's doing.
I'm crying because I'm not in no movies.
Oh, shit.
And I'm Cool C, not TLC.
Why say TLC? Oh, shit.
Because that's another comedian.
Oh, man. I'm glad he's not
watching
my live.
Shout out to
Cool's
TLC.
Yeah, shout out to him, yes. But I'm
Cool C. I'm Quero Rest Press.
But
I'm crying because I'm not in the movie.
That behind the scenes shit though, Justin. I told Javon, I said, dude, if I get sick, you are paying my fucking bill before I go to the urgent care.
I never did.
I was worried about making it late.
Oh yeah.
Like, shit, I could have went home and changed my shirt so you didn't see a faded ass Joker.
Oh yeah.
I never been in that old movie.
You don't want the fake cry?
I'm crying. You see the tears?
Oh man, he doing the Jussie Smollett right now.
Hold on.
Damn. You just create a new special effect for movie.
I never been in no movies.
You literally just created a new special effect for that. Oh, you Sean is out of my life. Shout out to you, Sean. Yes.
Yeah, shout out to you, brother.
You Sean, I'm over here crying. You see these tears?
Man, those are water bottle tears.
These are real tears, you Sean. Hey, real, look, you see them?
I'm an actor.
He's trying to act.
I'm acting. You see these tears?
He's trying to act.
Oh shit, CO, dude! Shout out to you, CO.
Shout out to CO.
Shout out to you, CO.
All the people just listening, you have no idea what's going on.
CO and you, Sean, I know y'all not subscribers to the Midnight Paco podcast.
I know y'all not.
Subscribe to the Midnight Paco podcast so you can watch this episode. We need all the subscribers we can get.
Yes, exactly.
We have no subscribers.
Yeah. Exactly. And Sean, definitely subscribe since I'm on the episode. So, yeah, definitely subscribe to that. Yeah.
Make sure you do. Hit the like.
Yeah. Ryan, real quick, sir. Bro.
Hold on. For all the listeners out there, you probably don't know what the fuck is going on, but Ryan's been on his live the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So, everyone who's listening all over the world, you're just hearing us just comment on everybody that's on the live locally.
And
all our peeps.
Everybody on the world, I've been crying real tears.
I've been crying real tears.
Because I ain't been on no movies.
And me, I'm just trying to support K and Peel here. You know, that's why I'm live also right now.
And Africa and China, subscribe.
Africa and China. Why are you dark? What's up?
Why are you dark on the
analytics? What's up?
Why ain't there no goddamn red dots there? What are you talking about?
Hey, so Ryan, in addition to your acting, modeling, and writing a book, are you open to like being an actor on a sitcom or?
Oh yeah, so
Urkel. Remake.
Oh man. Oh, Marco.
Yeah, that's for y'all.
Oh shit, Marco. Marco just hopped on the live. Oh,
Marco Torres.
Yes, shit. Marco Torres just hopped on the live.
Not Marco Torres.
Yep.
What up, Marco?
Shout out to Marco Torres.
Hey, you know, make sure y'all come to the comedy show that Marco Torres is in. It's the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Show Part 2.
Yeah.
Located at 3945 Mayfield Road.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be hosting it. And tickets are currently $15 in advance. and they are $20 at the door. The show begins at 8 p.m. But yeah, though, you know, I would definitely do a sitcom, you know, of course. And I actually have done some TV series before. Like, there actually is a series that I was an extra in. Nice. And Romeo Miller is in it. It's called One Faith.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be.
Wait a minute, hold on. Look, he said he was in a show with Romeo Miller, which is Master P's son.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. This dude was actually in the LeBron James movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yes, I was in Shooting Stars. Yes, I was. Yes. I was in Shooting Stars with his own Peacock. Now, if you fast forward to 50 minutes into the movie, you'll see my scene. You will see my scene in Shooting Stars where I play.
Watch the whole movie.
Well, watch the whole movie too. But you know, if you go to 50 minutes, that's where you see me.
Wasn't you in also in the movie with the kid from Stranger Things?
Yes, because he was in Shooting Stars. Yeah.
Oh, he was in Shooting Stars.
He was in Shooting Stars. Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yes, I was in the new Superman movie that they shot here.
Shout out to Superman.
Yeah, it's Genesis, and I was also in the Disney movie. Well, it's a Hulu movie, but it's distributed by Disney.
Now, how was that?
You said what?
Since you love Disney.
Oh yeah, man, it was fun.
What was the name of the Hulu movie?
It's called Stick Shift. That's the name of it.
Whoa, was there some Beyonce?
No, it's coming out on Hulu, but it's coming out next year, I think.
Hold on, time out. A Disney movie called Stick Shift. What was behind the scenes?
That's what I'm like.
The casting couch.
All I can say is the kids got to grow up sometime.
Mother sucker. Wow.
But it's being distributed by Disney. It's going to air on Hulu, okay. Though. All yeah.
Right.
And you know, and I'm also an extra in a Netflix movie called The Last Summer. I was in that.
God damn. The Rolodex don't stop.
Yeah, man. I know. I didn't realize
how much shit I got. Look, Acking. He be acting. He's an actor.
An actor?
He be acting.
But definitely put me on a TV series. Like, bro, yeah. I would love to be on maybe The Chi or Chicago PD or now, Chicago Fire, now, one of those shows.
Doing all these movies, have you ever thought about writing your own?
Oh man, dude, man, I'd have had about like three or four people tell me that. Have I ever thought about writing my own movie? Yes, but
like maybe starring like Justin or Poolsy.
Yeah, yes, starring y'all too.
Would you be like Jay and Silent Bob, but different?
Oh, that would be so awesome. I would love to have y'all as Jay and Silent Bob, but different. That would be.
He'll be Silent Bob.
Now I could see that, or I would love to see you guys. A good duo I would love to see you guys as is kind of like Will and Martin from Bad Boys.
I could do that shit.
Yes, I could do that.
You know, Martin all day.
And I'll be the.
I can see him being like Will. I can see him being like Will.
Well, these are facts. I wanted to be an undercover narcotics agent.
Yeah,
me and my buddy. He ended up being
plus,
it was the same idea.
And I might fall from an open drawbridge or like Tarzan on the Vine.
Okay, what?
But I'm the unknown stuntman to make Eastwood look so fine.
I just ran over all that shit.
I might fall from an open drawbridge or like Tarzan from a vine.
Okay.
Because I'm the unknown stuntman.
Okay.
To make Eastwood look so fine.
I got you.
That's the Fall Guy. Okay.
Yes. And then, like. And
these kids don't know nothing about that.
I heard it.
I know Tarzan. Oh, at least I know the cartoon one.
The Fall Guy. You ever heard of
Fall
that?
Guy? No, I never heard of the Fall Guy. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not for him.
I'm 93, yes.
93. You don't know who Colt Sievers is.
I heard of him, but I'm not familiar with him.
Don't worry about it.
So he's like, ooh, I'm the coin from 78. That's fucking amazing.
You never heard of the $6 Million Man?
Yes.
That was Lee Majors.
I heard of him.
Lee Majors is the reason why I do my eyebrow like this. Not The Rock, but Lee Majors.
Oh. Hey, well, so what kind of storyline?
What kind of storyline?
Did you have? You said you had a few ideas.
One idea I was thinking of was probably...
I guess don't get too deep because I don't want your ideas out there to be stolen.
And these are ideas that's already thought of. Okay. So like I would have loved to have done a movie like The Wishmaster, which is like about the evil genie. Because I like horror movies.
So would you have been the evil genie?
I think I
would
have been the evil genie. Because I've always wanted to play a genie in a movie.
So why don't you do it?
Well, because here's the thing.
It's a different movie.
But when you're doing your own movie, one, I'm broke. Yeah, I ain't got the money to afford the equipment.
Look, go fund me, Ryan Pope.
Yeah.
You want to see a great movie?
And
fund this guy.
And two, I hate the fuck out of editing.
Yes. Don't worry about that.
I hate the fuck out of editing.
In addition to Justin, we also have somebody that can do editing too.
I love editing.
Continue.
Well, and also, since you done mentioned that, you know, if I was to have a team. Which I probably would if I was to have a team eventually.
First of all, I'm expensive as hell.
I know exactly.
I cost a lot.
Exactly. And I am broke as hell, so I need to be able to afford to pay the people. Yeah. Know,
he's expensive as hell.
I mean, he's expensive.
I'm expensive. Well, I'm expensive as fuck. I cost a lot.
You said, like 500 food stamps?
500 food stamps? Okay, food stamps and a bottle of Hennessy, you might get me.
Okay. Bottle of Hennessy, I might get you.
My time.
Maybe I might use you as a team.
Or some Taylor Port. You might have.
Oh, yeah, okay. You hooked him on the teleport.
I hooked him on the teleport?
Boy.
Oh, man, I'm glad I hooked this man on the teleport, man. You know, that's one of my favorite wines, y'all. I love teleport. Even though people be saying it's cooking oil, that's some good, tasty cooking oil.
He was sitting by the fight with some teleport. We went to some camping. We'll have a discussion about that.
Yeah.
So the next time y'all go camping, I need to go because I want some s'mores.
Really?
I love s'mores.
Well, I don't know. The fire was pretty interesting. I don't know if it was s'mores ready.
Yeah.
The fires was on some different shit.
I'm fired.
We didn't start the fire.
Jeff Dye was always burning since the world was turned. Good stuff.
Dude, that is cray cray.
You know, I started creating a cartoon. So it's I understand like how we want to do some stuff. It's just time consuming, sometimes cost effective. You know what I mean?
And to add to the resume, you know I do voiceover work too.
Really?
Yes. Nice. He does voiceover work. I do voiceover work.
I do nothing because I'm terrible at it.
He does voiceover work. That's dope. Hey, man, this dude is...
So you can check out this animated web series I'm in called Moke, M-O-K-E.
M-O-K-E.
Where can they find it at?
It's on YouTube. If you type in Moke, the animated series, you should be able to find it. I'm going to try and have all these links.
That means I got to recap all this shit.
It's from Mark Banks Entertainment.
It's from
Mark Banks Entertainment. And also do a voiceover for a character from a comic book. The name of the comic book company is called 5050 Comics.
Okay.
They're based out of Houston.
Nice.
And I was doing a voice of this superhero. This surfer superhero. Nice. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you love the Joker.
Yes, the Joker, my favorite villain.
We're Tauruses and we share the love of the Joker. How crazy
definitely
is that?
My favorite villain. I love him.
And just think, they could have been Leos, but they're not.
No, Taurus.
Oh, man. A Taurus will kick a Leo's ass in a fight anyway.
It would kick.
A Taurus will kick some ass.
The bull.
Yeah, the bull, baby.
Lion strategic strength.
She knows because me and her share the same birthday.
Shout out to Key Silly.
Shout out to you, Key Silly.
Check out her episode, very funny 139.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Hey Jay, where can they find you, bro?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all Instagram, all platforms. Let me stop into this shit.
And I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. And you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. Hey. We got a very special guest here. I'm glad he came through. It's an honor to have him. We got Ryan Pope. Where can they find you, man?
You guys can find me on YouTube and Facebook, Ryan Polk.
Everywhere.
P-O-L-K. On Ryan Polk, P-O-L-K, on Facebook and YouTube. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. And on Instagram, you can follow me at rpolk, the Taurus, like the bull.
The bull, baby, the bull.
And on TikTok, you can follow me at entertainer Taurus. So yes,
he's everywhere, man.
Hey man,
he's
shout out to Ryan,
and I definitely shout out to you guys. Yes, for having me, for having me on.
Thank you for being here, bro.
And again, you guys, you know, early bird tickets for my upcoming fashion show, which will be in October. They're currently available on Eventbrite, or you can hit me up for them. It is the 3rd annual Embrace Thy Curves fashion show. Comet is the name of the fashion show, and we're gonna have more details for you guys. For you guys later on, and again, you know, check out that web series, She's My Reason, and the prequel to it, She's My Valentine. Yes, and yes, you know, because I be doing
Maxie's a lot. Maxie's Revenge, baby.
Oh yeah, check out the Maxie's Revenge.
Yeah,
the last song, Maxie's Prime. Revenge, which That's is on right. Amazon Prime. That is currently my 6th movie on Amazon Prime right
Woo!
Now. Yes, and I'm currently one. I currently got 9 movies on Tubi, so I'm just one movie shy away from getting 10. Yes.
Hey, hey, if you can send me the link or the name of all these things,
I will.
I mean, like all your movies, everything you mentioned, I'll try and have. I'm gonna try and have a link to all this shit.
Be expecting a lot of messages from me.
Hey,
yeah, I don't care. Send yes. them.
Everyone,
I'm gonna try and have all the links. All this.
Thanks for tuning in. We love you. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for everything.
Please continue to support. Good episode.
Yes.
Definitely enjoyed this episode. Yeah. Yes.
Peace out, everybody.
All right, y'all. Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast.